You are listening to the Texas Standard.
Now let's turn to some Texas reaction to last night's address by President Donald Trump. Joining us from Washington, Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar, representing Texas's 28th District. Congressman Cuellar, thanks for speaking with us on the Standard.
Thank you so much, and it's a pleasure being with you.
Your immediate reaction to President Trump's speech last night.
You know, the president was just again wrong on the facts, and he's just been repeating the same thing. For example, you know, if you want to secure the border from letting drugs come in, a wall is not going to help, because if you look at the latest DEA report, most of the drugs that come into the United States will come through ports, the ports. So therefore, the wall is not going to stop the drugs. And if you want to stop people from coming in, keep in mind that over 40%, or at least 40%, should I say, of the undocumented persons that we have come in through a legal visa and overstay their time. But nevertheless, a wall is not going to stop that. So again, The president keeps focusing on a 14th century solution to a 21st century problem that we have.
So you believe that the wall as a concept simply is ineffective, that it does not work, will not work. I mean, you know, you think about how rates of folks crossing that border have gone down since at least portions of that. You know, and you've seen that the structures that are already up along the border, right? Some people say a big part of that decline was because of the construction of those fencing that's currently in place.
Well, let's look at the numbers. In the year 2000, we had 1.6 million individuals that were apprehended by Border Patrol. You know, this last year, in 2018, we had about 396,000 people. So the numbers have gone down.
Right.
And those numbers have been coming down even before the wall was built. I've asked every Border Patrol chief from Bush administration, Obama, and Trump administration, how much time does a wall buy you, a fence buy you? And all of them have basically said the same thing. Quote, a few minutes or a few seconds. So are we going to spend billions of dollars for a fence that's going to slow somebody down for a few minutes or a few seconds? Again, we want to secure the border. We need Border Patrol. Border Patrol is short down 2,000 people. The CBP is short also. We need to look at the ports of entry. We need about $4 billion modernizing our ports of entry with the technology and the infrastructure. Let's use things that have worked in the past that are effective instead of going back to the 14th century and using that wall.
Congressman, there doesn't appear to be data to support a growing problem, as the president said, but the larger point here, a humanitarian and security crisis. Now, the president's critics would say a lot of that's the president's own doing, but putting that aside, is there not a crisis when you consider the human trafficking, the sex trafficking, people taken advantage of by gangs and coyotes, and a basic inability to control our own southern border?
Well, you know, of course, we need to secure the border. We need to do a better job. Our men and women at the border are doing a good job, and they need more personnel. We want to hire more Border Patrol. We want to hire more CBP officers. You want to stop the drugs? They are coming in through the ports of entry. If you want to stop a lot, at least 40% of the people that are here without documentation, they're coming in through legal visas, and then they overstay. So we got to look at the problem works. The other thing is, I don't like playing defense on the one-yard line called the U.S.-Mexico border. We need to play defense on the 20-yard line. A few years ago, we added $80 million to help Mexico secure the southern border with Guatemala.
Right.
At the high point, they were stopping over 220,000 people a year, people that would have been coming over to the border. So we ought to work with Mexico. We ought to make sure that we keep providing resources to Central America, which we added, but the Trump administration is reducing, to help them provide security and economic prosperity so people don't come over to the U.S.
Henry Cuellar represents Texas's 28th district. Congressman, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on the Texas Standard.
Thank you so much.
We reached out to several Republican members of the Texas congressional delegation. As of airtime, we haven't heard back, but we'll update that when we do. Keep it here for more on this developing story.